Good morning. Is it okay I speak English? And if I spoke Swedish, you wouldn't understand me. Because I can't even understand when I speak Swedish.
Jag kan inte ens själv förstå när jag talar svensk.
I'm just joking.
Jag
it's better English because it's my heart language.
Engelsk, det är mitt modersmål, så, och mitt hjärt.
Are you going to stand there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. You stay away from me. That's okay.
Jag ska prova hålla mig på avstånd.
Yeah, well, it's great to be with you.
Det är dejligt att vara här sammen med.
I've heard many good things about Pastor Anders and this church.
Jag har hört mange gode ting om Pastor Anders og kirken her.
Because like your pastor says that I'm a very good friend with Hasse.
Som Anders lige har sagt, så er en god venner med Hasse.
And I was just in England with Hasse at a Catch the Fire conference.
Og jeg har lige været i England sammen med Hasse til sådan en Catch the Fire konference.
And I've been going to connect with Catch the Fire for a number of years now.
Og jeg har været forbundet med Catch the Fire i en række år nu.
And for me it's just a privilege to know some of these people that are leading that ministry in the church.
Og det er et privilegium for mig at kende nogle af de personer, som leder den her tjeneste og den kirke.
And I am personally so thankful for what God's done in my life.
Og jeg er meget personligt meget taknemmelig for det Gud har gjort i mit liv.
And it's just, you know, I come to a place and I've come to a place.
Se, jeg er kommet til et sted.
Well, I'm just so thankful for the way God has led me and directed me over the years.
Hvor jeg bare er så taknemmelig for hvordan Gud han har ledt mig over årene.
And I'm so thankful for the way he's just poured his love and his mercy into my heart.
Og jeg er så glad for hvordan Gud han har bare hældt sin kærlighed og hans nåde over mit hjerte.
And back 10 years ago.
Og tilbage for 10 år siden.
10 years ago exactly.
For præcis 10 år siden.
In this month of November.
I den her måned november.
Was one of the hardest months of our lives.
Det var en af de sværeste måneder i vores liv.
And it was when our sister-in-law died. She was living in Malmö, Sweden.
Vores svigerinde, hun døde. Hun levede i Malmö i Sverige.
And we at the time were missionaries in Ghana.
Og vi havde missionærarbejde i Ghana.
And at the same time, one of our leaders that we trained up to lead our ministry.
Og på samme tid en af de ledere, som vi trænede op til at lede vores tjeneste.
Decided he wanted to destroy us.
Han besluttede sig, han ville ødelægge os.
And we went through a really very very difficult time.
Og vi gik igennem en meget meget vanskelig tid.
But I realized when those difficult times come into our lives.
Men jeg har også indset at når de her svære tider kommer til vores liv.
It's not all bad news.
Så er det ikke kun dårlige nyheder.
Because I believe in good news.
For jeg tror på de gode nyheder.
Amen. Because Amen. You know God is in a good mood, you know that.
Vi ved godt Gud han er i godt humør.
I'll say that over here. You know God is really in a good mood.
Ja, I ved at Gud han er faktisk happy, i godt humør.
Those of you at the conference are all happy.
Ja, de er som har været med til konferencen, I er alle sammen glade.
Well, he is. He's in a good mood and he loves us all the time.
Han er i godt humør. Han elsker os hele tiden.
But that situation that we went through.
Men den situation, som vi gik igennem,
did something in our hearts.
Gjorde noget i vores hjerter.
That brought us to a place where we started to understand more of God and His love.
Hvor vi ligesom forstod mere og mere af Gud.
Even though the situations we went through.
Selvom de situationer, vi gik igennem,
had no resemblance seemingly of love.
Ikke havde nogen som helst sammenligning med kærlighed.
But God used those situations to bring us to a place of incredible love.
Men Gud han brugte de her situationer til at bringe os til steder med ufattelig kærlighed.
And in fact, a year after that event.
Og faktisk et år efter de her hændelser.
My wife and I we moved back to California.
Så flyttede min kone og jeg tilbage til Californien.
We have a base in California even though we live in Sweden.
Vi har en base også i Californien selvom vi bor i Sverige.
It's like the office, central office for our ministry in California.
Det er hovedkontoret for vores tjeneste.
And we're pastoring a church in Sweden in Malmö.
Og så er vi pastorer i en menighed i Sverige i Malmö.
And we're about to start 2 weeks of prayer.
Og vi skal til at i gang med at begynde 2 ugers bøn.
And we're praying that Sweden will beat Denmark at football.
Og så vil vi bede om at Sverige de slår Danmark i fodbold. Not gonna happen.
It's a joke. No, may the best team win. Amen.
Må det bedste hold vinde. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. No more football, okay?
Ikke mere fodbold i dag.
But what I was saying is that when we went back to California.
Men det som jeg skulle sige, det var da vi tog tilbage til Californien.
Which was 9 years ago.
Som var for 9 år siden.
We felt God say to us, I just want you to spend time in my presence.
Så følte vi ligesom Gud sagde til os, jeg ønsker bare, at I skal tilbringe tid i mit nærvær.
And we'd been in full-time ministry for over 20 years.
Og vi har været i fuldtidstjeneste i over 20 år.
Preached in many different countries.
Talt i mange forskellige lande.
Seen God do some incredible things.
Set Gud gøre utrolige ting.
And most of that time we'd had a lot of fun.
Og det meste af tiden har vi haft det rigtig sjovt.
And then God was telling us, I want you to just take some time off.
Så nu sagde Gud ligesom til os, jeg ønsker I skal tage noget tid
just
fri.
Just spending time with me.
Hvor I bare tilbringer tid sammen med mig.
And at first it was very hard.
Og i begyndelsen var det meget vanskeligt.
It was very difficult.
Det var svært.
Because you know, I like to be involved in something.
Fordi jeg vil gerne være i gang med noget.
I like to see something happen and I like to be involved in something.
Jeg kan godt lide at der sker noget, at jeg ligesom kan se nogle forandringer eller udvikling.
It was like God was telling us, I want to teach you to rest.
Og ja, det er ligesom om Gud han sagde til os, jeg ønsker at lære jer at hvile.
And I realized in the book of Hebrews it says that we in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11 it says we will struggle to enter the rest of God.
Og der står i Hebræerne 4:11 at vi vil kæmpe for at komme ind i Guds hvile.
In fact, one translation says that we have to labor to enter that rest.
Faktisk så står det i en oversættelse, at vi skal arbejde for at komme ind i den hvile.
And so at first, sitting in the presence of God.
Så for det første, det med at sidde i hans nærvær.
Was really hard.
Det var meget vanskeligt.
I'm scratching my head.
Åh, jeg klør mig lidt og.
Thinking.
Og jeg tænker.
Thinking, what's happening?
Hvad sker der nu?
And I'm just alone with God.
Og jeg er bare alene med Gud.
And even though I had worship music playing.
Og selvom der var lovsangsmusik der spillede.
I had my Bible next to me
og min
Bibel
lige ved siden af mig.
I'm thinking, what is happening?
Så tænkte jeg, hvad sker der?
And all I prayed.
Og det eneste jeg beder
in those months.
I de her måneder.
Was this.
Var det her.
I said, Father.
Jeg sagde, far.
Come and love me.
Kom og elsk mig.
Come and love me.
Kom og elsk mig.
That was my only prayer.
Det var min eneste bøn.
My prayer life was reduced to one prayer.
Mit bønsliv var reduceret til én bøn.
Because I so longed for a fresh encounter of him.
For jeg længte sådan efter et nyt møde med ham.
And my prayer life reduced to that simple prayer.
Og mit bønsliv reduceredes til den her simple bøn.
Father, come and love me.
Far, kom og elsk mig.
Because I'd realized.
Fordi jeg havde indset.
That I have an idea about God in my mind.
At jeg har en eller anden idé omkring hvad Gud er inde i mit hoved.
But that idea that I had in my heart mind.
Men den idé som jeg havde her inde i mit hoved.
Hadn't impacted my heart.
Havde ikke fået sat sit aftryk i mit hjerte.
It had not impacted my heart.
Det havde ikke sat sit aftryk i mit hjerte.
And I realized as I've traveled around the world.
Og jeg indså at efter som jeg har rejst rundt i verden.
We as Christians.
Så har vi som kristne.
We know a lot of stuff.
Så kender vi en masse ting.
We know a lot of Bible verses.
Vi kender en masse bibelvers.
Things about God.
Ting om Gud.
Things about the way God is.
Ting om hvordan Gud han er.
But unless it's impacted our hearts.
Men med mindre det har sat sit aftryk i vores hjerte.
It's not going to change us.
Så kommer det ikke til at forandre os.
It's really not going to change our lives.
Så kommer det ikke til at forandre vores liv.
And so I started saying to God, God, change me.
Så jeg startede med at sige til Gud, forandre mig.
I started praying, Father, come and love me.
Jeg begyndte at bede, far, kom og elsk mig.
Day after day.
Dag efter dag.
Day after day.
Dag efter dag.
And at first it was like I was praying the prayer, but there was like a brass ceiling above me.
Men jeg bad den her bøn her hver eneste dag, men det var ligesom om at der var en uigennemtrængelig mur over mig eller loft over mig.
It was like something was hard right over my head.
Der var et eller andet hårdt lige over mit hoved altså.
Well, after some weeks.
Efter nogle uger.
As I'm there just praying this prayer, Father, come and love me.
Som jeg havde bedt den her bøn bare, kom og elsk mig far.
I realized that I've got a tear falling down my face.
Så fandt jeg ud af at jeg havde en tåre på vej ned af mit ansigt.
It's falling down my face.
Ned af mit ansigt.
And I'm feeling I'm encountering something in my heart.
Og jeg oplever ligesom noget i mit hjerte.
But it was very small. It wasn't like a huge great encounter with God.
Men det var ganske ganske småt. Det var ikke sådan et stort fantastisk møde med Gud.
It was like just a little bit in my heart.
Det var bare en lille smule i mit hjerte.
And I've got this one tear coming down my face.
Og så kommer der bare en tåre ned af min kind.
And it was at that point that was like God started to break into my heart in a whole new way.
Og det var på det tidspunkt at Gud ligesom brød ind i mit hjerte på en helt ny måde.
It was almost like that was the genesis of my journey.
Det var ligesom om at det var starten på min rejse.
And so I continued just to sit in the presence of God.
Så jeg blev bare ved med at sidde i Guds nærvær.
I was very fortunate we had good support.
Jeg var meget heldig, vi havde god støtte.
And our board of directors.
Og vores bestyrelse.
Said to us, you guys need to take time off.
De sagde til os, I bliver nødt til at tage noget tid fri.
And literally we spent many hours.
Og vi tilbragte mange timer.
Just sitting there.
Hvor vi bare sad.
And inviting God to love us.
Hvor vi inviterede Gud til at elske os.
Well, that initial encounter.
Det her første møde.
It was like that grew.
Det var ligesom om det voksede.
And it was like now I feel like my heart is being flooded with the love of God.
Og det er ligesom om jeg nu føler at Gud bare oversvømmer mit hjerte med kærlighed.
And there was many mornings when I would just sit in the presence of God.
Og der var mange morgener hvor jeg bare ville sidde i Guds nærvær.
Encountering his presence and his love.
Og opleve hans nærvær og hans kærlighed.
And I'd be crying like a baby.
Og jeg græd som et lille barn.
Just crying.
Jeg græd bare.
As his love and presence is just washing over my heart.
Og hvordan hans kærlighed, hans nærvær, det bare vasker ned over mit hjerte.
Just washing over my heart.
Bare vasker ned over mit hjerte.
And I became so hungry just for that.
Og jeg blev så sulten efter bare dette.
Just hungry for God.
Bare sulten efter Gud.
Just hungry to be in that presence.
Bare sulten efter at være i dette nærvær.
Just hungry to encounter that.
Bare sulten efter at opleve det.
And I started to realize after some weeks.
Og jeg begyndte at opleve efter nogle uger.
That my life was changing.
At mit liv det forandredes.
My wife and I had some struggles.
Min kone og jeg havde haft nogle kampe.
I don't believe we'd ever been divorced. Would have ever been divorced.
Ja, det er ikke sådan at vi var i nærheden af at blive skilt eller noget.
But in Africa, our marriage had a very rocky time.
Men mens vi var i Afrika, så var der mange rystelser i vores ægteskab.
And it's like emotionally we kind of grown apart.
Og følelsesmæssigt trak vi os fra hinanden.
Even though we were still physically married, you know.
Selvom vi var fysisk gift.
And when this started to happen in my heart.
Og da det her begyndte at ske i mit hjerte.
My wife, the similar thing was happening to Gunilla, my wife as well.
Så skete det samme for Gunilla, min kone.
And we all of a sudden we found that the love for each other just started to grow again.
Og vi oplevede hvordan kærligheden til hinanden den bare startede med at vokse igen.
I remember Gunilla coming up to me one day.
Og Gunilla hun kom op til mig en dag.
And she looked in my eyes.
Og hun kiggede i mine øjne.
And she said this.
Og hun sagde det her.
You know something?
Ved du hvad?
I love you.
Jeg elsker dig.
And it was so deep.
Og det var så dybt.
You know when a Scandinavian says jeg elsker dig.
Når en skandinav siger jeg elsker dig.
When a Scandinavian says jeg elsker dig and means it.
Når en skandinav siger jeg elsker dig, mener det.
It means something.
Så betyder det noget.
It's not like saying I love you buddy.
Det er ikke som at sige I love you buddy. Altså jeg elsker dig.
It's really something deep and something powerful.
Det er meget dybt og meget kraftfuldt. Det er noget der er dybt i hjertet.
Well we literally we over a course of 18 months.
Over en periode på 18 måneder.
And another period about a year ago.
Og over en anden periode for omkring et år siden.
We just spent lots of time letting God, His love and presence, just get into our hearts.
Så har vi brugt lang tid på at få Guds nærvær og kærlighed ind i vores hjerter.
And the transformation that has brought has been astounding.
Og den forvandling, som det har bragt os, har været forbløffende.
And when we've taken that around the world, when we've taken that into conferences or seminars.
Og når vi ligesom har taget det med rundt omkring i verden, og vi har taget det med til konferencer og seminarer.
We're even planting at the church that we're planting now in Malmö.
Og også i den kirke som vi planter i Malmø.
We're putting love right in the foundation.
Så lægger vi ligesom kærlighed ind som grundsten.
I actually realize for many many people.
Jeg har indset at for mange mennesker.
One area where we trip up.
Et område hvor vi ligesom har det med at måske
trip up or trip down.
Ja, snuble eller falde. Ja.
Is how we understand the word in the New Testament.
Det er hvordan vi forstår et ord i det Nye Testamente.
That is translated in the English Bible to know.
Det er et ord, som er oversat med at vide.
And in John chapter 8 and verse 32.
I Johannes 8, 32.
Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
I skal kende sandheden, og sandheden skal sætte jer fri.
Now, what people are focused on in this verse.
Det som mennesker ligesom har fokuseret på i det her vers.
Is the truth.
Er sandheden.
Well, we know the truth is important.
Vi ved godt, at sandheden er vigtig.
But what we've often missed is that the truth is a person.
Det som vi ofte har ligesom har mistet, det er, at sandheden er en person.
The truth is a person.
Sandheden er en person.
Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
Fader, Søn og Helligånd.
Jesus called himself, I am the way, the truth and the life.
Jesus han siger om sig selv, jeg er vejen, sandheden og livet.
Jesus called the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth.
Jesus kaldte Helligånden for sandhedens ånd.
And so the truth is not some abstract item.
Så sandhedens ånd er ikke sådan et abstrakt emne.
Or a law.
Eller en lov.
The truth from a biblical point of view.
Sandheden i bibelsk perspektiv.
Is a person.
Er en person.
And it's a person that we can know.
Og det er en person som vi kan kende.
Because just before he says you shall know the truth.
Fordi der står lige herinde, I skal kende sandheden.
What Jesus is saying here is not something that we know about him.
Det her, det er, som Jesus siger, det er ikke noget, som vi kender om ham.
But it's the way we experience him.
Men det er sådan, som vi oplever ham.
So this idea of knowing.
Så den her idé med at kende,
which is very strong in Northern Europe.
Som er meget meget stærk i Nordeuropa.
Because we love our information.
Fordi vi kan lide, elsker vores information.
We love our technology.
Vi elsker vores teknologi.
And we love our intelligence.
Og vi elsker vores intelligens.
And we've used it in a very smart way most of the time.
Vi har brugt det på en meget smart måde den meste af tiden.
But when it comes to the Bible.
Men når det kommer til Bibelen.
We're actually dealing with something.
Så har vi med at gøre.
When it comes to walking with God, we're dealing with something.
Når vi det med at vandre med Gud, så har vi noget med at gøre, at
that where God talks about the word to know or knowing.
Når Gud han taler om at lære eller at kende, lære at kende eller at kende.
He's not talking about what you know in your mind.
Så taler han ikke om det du kender eller ved herinde i dit hoved.
And that kind of messes us up a bit, doesn't it?
Og det forstyrrer os en del.
That when you know the truth, he's not talking about what you know in your head.
Altså når du kender sandheden, så er det ikke det du kender her inde i dit hoved.
He's not talking about information.
Han taler ikke om information.
He's not talking about information about God.
Han taler ikke om information om Gud.
Or information about the anointing.
Eller information omkring salvelse.
Or information about his love.
Eller om hans kærlighed, information.
Or information about his goodness.
Eller information om hans godhed.
Isn't that what he's talking about?
Det er ikke det han taler om.
He's talking about what you experience.
Han taler om det du oplever.
The Hebrew mindset.
Det hebraiske tankesæt.
Is a relational mindset.
Er et tankesæt omkring relationer.
And that truth is in the context of relationship.
Og sandheden er i den sammenhæng det at vi har relation.
So can I take this chair apart?
Kan jeg lige få lov at tage den her?
Mess up your church a minute. There you go.
Nu skal jeg lige lave lidt rod her.
By the way, this is a very comfortable chair.
Jeg vil bare sige, det her er en meget komfortabel stol.
I want to compliment you on having nice chairs in your church.
Jeg vil gerne give jer komplimenter omkring at jeres meget flotte stol.
Because not all churches have comfortable chairs.
Der er ikke nogen kirker som har komfortable stole.
And as I get a little bit older,
og eftersom jeg bliver ældre,
I appreciate a little bit of comfort.
Så kan jeg godt lide sådan lidt komfortabelt.
On my backside.
Her om bagpå.
So here we have a chair.
Her har vi en stol.
Now, there's two ways that we can know this chair.
Der er to måder hvorpå vi kan kende den her stol. Vidste I godt det?
And it's exactly the same as our relationship with God.
Og det er præcis det samme med vores relation til Gud.
I could tell you about this chair.
Jeg kunne fortælle jer en masse om den her stol.
And I say this chair is made with metal.
Jeg kan se den her, den er lavet af metal.
Rubber.
Og der er noget gummi.
Plastic.
Plastik.
Fabric.
Og der er noget stof.
And some sort of padding.
Og så er der et eller andet indeni her noget.
It's probably been welded together or screwed together.
Den er sikkert enten svejset sammen eller skruet sammen.
And here we have a very comfortable church chair.
Og her har vi en meget komfortabel kirkestol.
And I can tell you that it's paint the legs and the frame is painted.
Jeg kan fortælle jer at både ben og ramme og stel er malet.
Like a white creamy color.
Med sådan en hvid cremet farve.
Nice blue upholstery.
Der er meget sådan en flot blå polstring.
And I can give you great information about this chair.
Og jeg kan give jer en masse information omkring den her stol.
And you go, wow, I know about that chair.
Oh wow, I bliver helt imponeret over hvor meget jeg kan fortælle jer om den stol.
That must be a really nice chair to sit in.
Det må virkelig være en dejlig stol at sidde i.
Wow, that wise pastor bought really good chairs.
Ham det her den meget vise really pastor, han har bare købt de helt rigtige stole.
Okay, so when the Bible talks about knowing,
så når Bibelen taler om at kende,
it's not talking about the information that we know about the chair.
Så handler det her ikke omkring den information vi ved omkring
this
den her
stol. This is what it's saying.
Stol. Det er det her den siger.
It's saying that we know this chair because we get to know it by sitting in it.
Den det er det med at vi kommer til at kende den her stol ved at sidde i den.
Wow.
Wow.
That we know God by being with God and experiencing God.
Altså det her, vi kender Gud ved at være sammen med Gud og opleve ham.
We don't know God by what we know about him.
Vi kender ikke Gud ved det vi kender om ham.
But rather how we encounter him.
Men mere hvordan vi oplever ham.
That is the defining element of our relationship with God.
Det er ligesom det definerende element af vores relation til Gud.
On how we encounter him.
Hvordan vi oplever ham. Møder ham.
And how we experience him.
Og hvordan vi oplever ham.
Okay? And so it's very important for us.
Det er meget vigtigt for os.
Because like me, I'd been in full-time ministry for 20 years.
Altså, som jeg der har været i tjeneste i fuldtid i 20 år.
And I knew a lot about God.
Og jeg kendte en masse om Gud.
You know, I'd seen God move.
Jeg har set Gud bevæge sig.
But there was something missing in my heart.
Men der var noget der manglede i mit hjerte.
I didn't know what love really felt like.
Jeg vidste ikke hvordan kærlighed faktisk føltes.
I didn't know what it felt like.
Jeg vidste ikke hvordan det føltes.
But I knew about it.
Jeg kendte til det.
I knew that the Father loved the Son.
Jeg vidste at faderen han elskede sønnen.
I knew that Jesus so loved the world, the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Jeg ved at Gud han elskede verden så meget han gav sin eneste søn.
But I didn't know what it felt like.
Men jeg vidste ikke hvordan det føltes.
I didn't know what his presence really felt like.
Jeg vidste ikke hvordan hans nærvær føltes.
In my heart.
I mit hjerte.
And that's where our disconnection is.
Og det er der vores afstand den bliver skabt.
Even amongst charismatics and Pentecostals.
Selv blandt karismatiske og pinsevenner.
We're not talking about necessarily the people in the state church or the other churches.
Vi taler ikke her om kirke eller om mennesker i andre kirker i folkekirken.
We're talking about the charismatic Pentecostal church.
Vi taler om den karismatiske pinsebevægelse.
That have had as much spirit as anybody.
Som har oplevet så meget ånd som som man næsten kunne forestille sig.
What I realized as well.
Det jeg også oplevet.
Is that the process of transformation in the believer's heart.
At den her proces med at forandre sig i det troendes hjerter.
How we change.
Hvordan vi forandres.
How we become more like him.
Hvordan vi bliver mere ligesom ham.
Is really not to do with how we behave.
Handler i virkeligheden ikke om hvordan vi opfører os.
But it's more to do with how he lives in us and how he lives through us.
Men handler mere om hvordan han lever i os og igennem os.
So one of the questions is.
Så et af spørgsmålene er.
Are we allowing him sufficiently into our heart.
Tillader vi ham tilstrækkelig grad ind i vores hjerter.
To live.
Til at leve.
Like he wants to live.
Som han ønsker at leve.
And to love.
Og at elske.
Like he wants to love.
Som han ønsker at elske.
On the inside of us.
Indvendigt i os.
And so when Jesus says you shall know the truth.
Så når Jesus siger I skal lære sandheden at kende.
Absolutely.
Ja, sandt.
That we're gonna know him the truth by how we experience him.
Så vi kommer til at lære ham at kende sandheden at kende, hvordan vi med hvordan, på hvordan vi eller som vi oplever ham.
Instead what we do as Christians.
Det i stedet det vi gør som kristne.
Is that we've used this truth.
Vi har brugt den her sandhed.
What we've called the truth.
Det som vi har kaldt sandheden.
To judge people.
Til at bedømme andre eller dømme folk.
Judge people without love.
Dømme dem uden kærlighed.
But just judge them based upon a law.
Men døm dem på baggrund af en lov.
Or what is right and what is wrong.
Om hvad der er sandt eller for rigtigt og forkert.
And many times we wonder why the world does not understand us.
Og ofte så undrer vi os over hvorfor verden ikke forstår os.
Or the world does not respect us.
Eller ikke respekterer os.
Wow.
Wow.
And so Paul prays this incredible prayer.
Så Paulus han beder den her fantastiske bøn.
He prays this prayer in the book of Ephesians.
Det gør han i Efeserne.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14.
I Efeserne 3, 13.
And we talked about this prayer a little bit yesterday.
Og vi har talt om den her bøn en lille smule i går.
But I'm not sure if we fully understand the gravity of what Paul prayed.
Men jeg er ikke sikker på at vi har forstået den fulde betydning af hvad det her han beder om.
Because this by definition is an apostolic prayer.
Så det her det er en per definition en apostolsk bøn.
That is applicable for every generation.
Som kan anvendes på hver eneste generation.
And is applicable for every culture.
Og hver eneste kultur.
So it applies for us.
Så det passer på os eller kan anvendes på os
today.
I Danmark i dag.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. In verse 14 Paul says,
i vers 14.
For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Når jeg tænker på storheden og visdommen i Guds frelsesplan, må jeg bøje mine knæ for faderen.
From whom the whole family and heaven and earth is named.
I taknemmelighed og lovprisning.
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
Han er et forbillede for et hver faderforhold i himlen og på jorden. Jeg beder om, at Gud ved sin helligånd og i kraft af sin mægtige herlighed vil give jer stor indre styrke, om at jeres tro på Kristus må være en sådan art,
that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
At han kan have fast bopæl i jeres hjerter.
Wow. And that you would be rooted and grounded in love.
Og jeg beder også om, at I må blive fast forankret i hans kærlighed.
That the rooting and the grounding of our faith.
Altså det med det vores der hvor vi har slået rod og det som vi bygger på.
Is absolutely in love.
Er kærlighed er at være i forelsket.
The where we are absolutely grounded.
Altså der hvor vi absolut står fast eller bygger vores fundament.
Our faith is in a foundation in our hearts of love.
Det er vores tro bygget på kærlighed i vores hjerter.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because if we're going to prophesy over someone.
Fordi hvis vi kommer til at profetere over nogen.
And do not really know God loves us.
Og ikke ved at Gud elsker os.
That can affect the person we're prophesying over.
Så kan det have en indflydelse på den vi profeterer over.
And can affect the way we prophesy.
Og kan have en betydning for hvordan vi profeterer.
Also if we're going to pray for the sick.
Også hvis vi skal bede for de syge.
Or minister to the demonized.
Eller betjene dem som er demoniseret.
And we have no foundation of love.
Og vi ikke har et fundament af kærlighed.
We might have a degree of success.
Så kan vi måske have en lille smule succes.
But ultimately,
men i den sidste ende,
Jesus's ministry,
så er Jesu tjeneste.
Jesus's supernatural ministry.
Hans overnaturlige tjeneste
was in that foundation of love.
Var i den her grundlæggende kærlighed.
The reason I want to prophesy over you.
Årsagen til at jeg vil profetere over dig.
Is twofold.
Er tosidet.
Number one, because the Holy Spirit has given me a word for you.
Nummer et, fordi at Helligånden giver mig et ord til dig.
But that word is coming from a foundation that I absolutely love you.
Men det her ord, det kommer ud fra at jeg absolut elsker dig.
Because I've known that love for myself.
Fordi jeg har kendt til den kærlighed selv.
When Jesus healed people.
Da Jesus helbredte mennesker.
When Jesus delivered people.
Da han udfriede mennesker.
It was coming from a foundation.
Så kom det fra et grundlag eller et fundament.
Of radical love from the Father in the heart of the Son.
Så kom det fra en radikal kærlighed fra faderen i sønnens hjerte.
That's where it was coming from.
Det var der det kom fra.
And what we see sometimes in our movements.
Og det vi nogle gange ser i vores bevægelser.
And I've seen this in my own life.
Og jeg har også set det i mit eget liv.
Is that our supernatural ministry has gone up and down, up and down and up and down.
Er vores overnaturlige tjeneste går op og ned og op og ned.
One of the reasons why it goes up and down like that.
Og en af årsagerne til det går op og ned.
Is to do with the foundation in our own hearts.
Det handler om fundamentet i vores eget hjerte.
And if our hearts are not rooted and grounded in love.
Og hvis vores hjerter ikke har rod og er grundlagt i kærlighed.
We even look for the supernatural to bring affirmation to our own life.
så forsøger vi at få det her overnaturlige til at få plads i vores liv.
Instead of having the affirmation in our relationship and grounding in the Father.
Affirmation.
Affirmation.
Bekræftelse. Affirmation. Ah, ja, sorry, ja. Så skal forsøger vi, at det skal finde bekræftelse i vores eget liv.
You're doing a great job.
No. Well,
yes,
trying.
You are.
Trying.
You're doing a great job. Give me five, man. You're doing a great job, man.
Tak.
And so, when our hearts are grounded with love.
Så når vores hjerte er grundlagt i kærlighed.
I don't have to struggle.
Så jeg behøver ikke at kæmpe.
To prophesy over someone.
Med at profetere over nogen.
I don't have. We shouldn't need to struggle to pray for the sick.
Så har vi ikke nogen. Så skal vi ikke kæmpe for at bede for de syge.
We shouldn't pray. We shouldn't struggle to cast out demons.
Vi skal ikke kæmpe for at kaste dæmoner ud.
Because everything that flows out of that foundation of love.
For alt hvad der flyder ud fra det her fundament af kærlighed.
Is what flowed out of the life of Jesus.
Var det som flød ud af Jesu liv.
Was that not true?
Er det ikke sandt?
I'm going to say because Jesus was completely filled with the Father and His love.
For Jesus var fuldstændig fyldt med faderen og hans kærlighed.
What people encountered when Jesus came along.
Det som mennesker de oplevede når Jesus han kom.
Was yes, their bodies were healed.
Ja, det var at deres kroppe blev helbredt.
But they encountered love.
Men de oplevede kærlighed.
Because that's what was flowing out of the heart of Jesus.
For det var det som flød ud af Jesu hjerte.
And so Paul says that we will be rooted and grounded in love.
Så Paulus han siger at vi skal have vores fundament og være forankret i kærlighed.
And that we might be able to comprehend with all the saints.
Og at vi må forstå sammen med alle de hellige.
What is the width?
Hvad der er bredden?
The length?
Længden?
The depth?
Dybden?
And the height?
Og højden.
And to know the love of Christ.
Og at kende Kristi kærlighed.
Which surpasses knowledge.
Som overgår menneskelig fatteevne.
Now it's like what's he saying?
Det er ligesom hvad er det han siger?
To know the love of Christ.
Det er at kende Guds kærlighed.
Which surpasses knowledge.
Der overgår menneskelig forstand.
So we would know something here.
Vi vil kende noget her.
That completely surpasses what we know here.
Som fuldstændig overgår det som vi forstår herop.
Forstår du mig? Forstår du hvad jeg siger? That we would know something in our hearts that will be hugely bigger than what we know in our heads.
Altså, vi kender noget i vores hjerte, som er meget, meget, meget større end det vi kender i vores hoveder.
And you intelligent, smart Danish people.
Og I intelligente og kloge danske mennesker.
You have got so much in your mind.
I har så meget i jeres hoveder.
You have got an enormous amount of knowledge in your mind.
I har en masse viden gemt ind i jeres hoveder.
But the revelation of this presence and love is going to be greater than that.
Men åbenbaringen af den her nærvær, den kærlighed kommer til at blive meget større end det.
Ah, that should make you happy.
Ah, det skulle gøre dig glad.
That should make you hungry.
Det skulle gøre dig sulten.
Not for wienerbrød, but for more.
Ikke efter wienerbrød, men efter.
Ha!
Ah!
It's going to be more. You imagine that what we know here is amazing.
Altså, de skal være opmærksom på, det vi kender her i vores hoveder er fantastisk.
That our mind can bring out memories. My mind can bring out memories from over 50 years ago.
Min hjerne kan bringe minder frem fra som over 50 år gamle.
I was alive.
Jamen, jeg var i live.
Okay.
Ja, okay.
You're working out.
Ja, det er altså ikke et eller andet spooky det her.
But what my heart is going to experience is going to be far greater.
Men det som mit hjerte kommer til at opleve, det kommer til at blive meget, meget større.
Wow, guys, it's going to be far beyond that.
Altså langt ud over det her.
It will surpass it.
Den vil overgå det.
And then Paul goes on to say this.
Og så går Paulus over og siger
you
det her.
See, this is absolutely foundational for the believer.
Det her det er altså helt fuldstændig grundlæggende for den troende.
That we may be filled with all the fullness of God.
At vi må blive fyldt med hele Guds fylde.
So we will know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
Så vi kender Kristi kærlighed der overgår menneskelig forstand.
And we will be filled with all the fullness of God.
Og vi oplever fuldt ud Guds.
So the fullness of God.
Guds fylde.
The fullness of his presence.
Guds nærværs fylde
is dynamically connected to
er dynamisk forbundet til.
What we experience and know in our hearts about his love.
Det som vi kender og oplever i vores hjerte omkring hans kærlighed.
You cannot pull the two things apart.
Du kan ligesom ikke skille de to ting fra hinanden.
The fullness that God puts in us.
Den Guds fylde som han fylder i os.
Is a consequence.
Er en konsekvens af.
That we have a revelation of how much he loves us.
At vi har en åbenbaring af hvor meget han elsker os.
That we are filled with all the fullness of God.
At vi bliver fyldt med Guds fylde.
Because now we know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
For nu kender vi Kristi kærlighed som overgår menneskelig forstand.
And so my experience was this.
Min oplevelse var det her.
I'd get filled with the Spirit.
Jeg bliver fyldt af ånden.
Do a bunch of ministry.
Jeg betjener folk.
And then after 2 or 3 weeks.
Så efter 2-3 uger.
Go to a conference.
Så går jeg til en konference.
And I'd be up here, the presence of
God. Så jeg helt heroppe, Guds nærvær. Yes.
I'm all fired up.
Jeg er fuldstændig tændt op.
Then after 3 weeks.
Så efter 3 uger.
I'd be depressed.
Så er jeg nedtrykt.
Got to find something else.
Jeg må finde ud af noget andet. Prøv noget andet.
I got to get more power.
Jeg må have mere kraft.
Got to get more anointing.
Jeg må have mere salvelse.
Got to get more.
Mere.
Got to go to another conference.
Jeg må til en anden konference.
So I do all that.
Så gør jeg det igen.
Get filled up again.
Jeg bliver fyldt op.
Then after 3 weeks.
Så efter 3 uger.
4 weeks.
Fire uger.
I'm depressed.
Så er jeg nedtrykt.
Hello.
Now. Nu.
Now that doesn't happen.
Nu sker det ikke længere.
Because the foundation in my heart.
Fordi det som er grundlæggende i mit hjerte.
Has been established in love.
Er grundlagt i kærlighed.
I love the conferences.
Jeg elsker konferencerne.
I've just been in Toronto.
Jeg har lige været i Toronto.
I've just been at another conference in England with Catch the Fire.
Jeg har lige været i en anden konference også i England med Catch
the
Fire. Jeg elsker de her konferencer.
But I don't need the conference to fulfill my need.
Men jeg har ikke brug for konferencerne for at opfylde mit behov.
My need has already been established.
Mit behov er allerede grundlagt.
And the fullness of God is there.
Og Guds fylde er der.
And that's what God's going to change in all our hearts.
Og det er Gud han ønsker at ændre i alle vores hjerter.
Now, another interesting thing here.
Der er en interessant ting her.
And I want to share this to you because I believe it's very important for you.
Og jeg vil gerne dele det med her, fordi jeg tror det er vigtigt for jer også.
It's to do with spiritual warfare.
Det handler om åndelig krigsførelse.
Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about demons.
Bare rolig, jeg kommer ikke til at tale om dæmoner.
Okay.
Okay.
We know they're around, I understand.
Vi ved godt at de er her, det forstår jeg godt.
But my focus is not on the devil.
Men mit fokus er ikke på djævlen.
Okay, I know he's around.
Jeg ved han er der.
But he's more scared of me than I am of him.
Men han er mere bange for mig end jeg er for ham.
That really is the truth.
Det er virkelig sandheden.
Some people don't believe that.
Der er nogen som ikke tror på det.
That's their problem, not my problem.
Det er deres problem, ikke mit.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
I 2. Korinther kapitel 10.
I want to show you where the battle lines are actually drawn in our life.
Så skal jeg fortælle jer hvor det er sådan at kampene de foregår eller hvor skillelinjerne i kampen eller fronten i kampen er det vel.
I know my time is of the essence so I'll be as quick.
Jeg skal nok prøve at skynde mig for vi kan nå det.
But these scriptures are very important for this message.
Det er meget vigtigt med skriftsteder.
In verse 3 Paul says for though I walk in the flesh I do not war against flesh and blood.
Godt nok lever vi her i verden, men vi kæmper ikke med verdslige våben.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds.
Vi bruger ikke menneskelige metoder i den åndelige kamp, men Guds mægtige kraft som kan nedbryde tankemæssige fæstningsværker.
Listen to verse 5.
Lyt til vers 5.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Og besejrer imponerende argumenter og overmodige tanker, der går imod en sand forståelse af Gud.
Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Vi tager den slags tanker til fange og fører dem ind i lydighed mod Kristus.
Let's read that again.
Skal vi læse det igen?
Casting down arguments.
Vi besejrer imponerende argumenter.
And every high thing.
Og overmodige tanker.
That exalts itself.
Der går i mod en sand forståelse.
Against the knowledge of God.
En sand forståelse af Gud.
So the enemy's conflict in our life.
Så fjendens konflikt i vores liv.
Is this?
Er dette?
Is that he wants to keep us away from our heart experiencing the true knowledge of God.
Så han ønsker at holde os væk fra fra det at vi kender en sand kærlighed i vores hjerter.
He wants to exalt something else against the true knowledge of God.
Han ønsker at fremhæve noget andet frem for den her sandhed om Gud.
That's why people don't like experience.
Det er derfor folk ikke kan lide oplevelser.
They want information.
De ønsker information.
They don't want experience.
De ønsker ikke oplevelser.
I absolutely want to experience God.
Jeg ønsker absolut at opleve Gud.
But the enemy's work in our life.
Men fjendens arbejde i vores liv.
Is the influence that he tries to bring into our life.
Den indflydelse han forsøger at bringe ind i vores liv.
Is to bring arguments.
Ja, og bringe argumenter.
And every high thing.
Og høje ting.
Against
imod,
the experience and the knowledge of God.
Imod det at vi kender Gud og at vi oplever Gud.
That is where the real warfare and the real battle is in the believer's heart.
Det er der hvor den egentlige kamp er i troendes hjerter.
Am I going to know about God?
Kender jeg til Gud?
Am I going to get all that information?
Får jeg al den her information?
Or am I really going to trust God?
Eller stoler jeg virkelig på Gud?
And get to sit down with him.
Og sætter mig ned sammen med ham.
And experience him and be with him.
Og oplever ham og være sammen med ham.
And the enemy will do as much as he can in our minds.
Og fjenden vil gøre alt hvad han kan i vores tanker.
To keep us from the place where we can sit down with him and absolutely be with him.
Og for at forhindre os i at være sammen med ham og sætte os ned sammen med Herren.
In other words, living in the true knowledge and experience.
Altså at forhindre os i at leve i den her sande og kende og opleve Herren.
You understand?
Forstår du?
Wow.
Wow.
And I honestly believe.
Og jeg tror helt ærligt på.
Freedom.
At frihed.
For the believer.
For de troende.
Is not about your behavior.
Handler ikke om din adfærd.
It's not about what you do and what you don't do.
Det handler om ikke hvad du gør og hvad du ikke gør.
It's not about smoking or not smoking.
Det handler ikke om du ryger eller du ikke ryger.
Taking drugs or not taking drugs.
Om du tager stoffer eller ikke tager stoffer.
But freedom for the believer.
Men frihed for den troende.
Is built out of a relationship.
Bygger ud af en relation.
The glorious liberty or the freedom of the sons of God.
Altså den her frihed der er for Guds børn.
They are free.
Det er at de er frie.
Because they're with the Father. And they're walking with the Father.
Fordi de er sammen med Herren og de går sammen med Faren.
My freedom is based in my relationship.
Min frihed har sin base i min relation.
With the Father.
Med Faderen.
That's where it is.
Det er der den er.
If there's things in our lives that are not good.
Hvis der er ting i vores liv der ikke er gode.
Well, just lean into this relationship.
Så bare lige læn dig ind i den her relation.
And let His love flow in your life.
Og lad Hans kærlighed flyde i dit liv.
And see what he changes.
Og se hvad han forandrer.
And see the way he liberates you.
Og se hvordan han sætter dig fri.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that.
Jeg tror på det.
I absolutely believe that.
Jeg tror på det fuldstændig.
The churches that we're right now in the process of planting a new church in Copenhagen.
Vi er lige i gang med en proces hvor vi planter en ny kirke i København.
This is what we're putting into people.
Det er det her vi putter ind i mennesker.
This is what we're putting into people.
Det er det som vi lægger ind i de her mennesker.
Because we're called as those that to bring freedom.
Fordi vi er kaldet til at bringe frihed.
And freedom is totally in the relationship.
Og friheden den ligger i den her relation.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Er I glade?
One last verse.
Et sidste vers.
One last verse.
Sidste vers.
Is that okay, Pastor?
Er det okay, Anders?
Yeah, you have the clock.
Du har
uret. The car. And you know what it takes to get to the airport.
Og du ved hvor lang tid det tager.
Because I have to preach for my church this afternoon at 4:00.
Fordi jeg er nødt til at skal hjem, jeg skal tale i min egen kirke her klokken 4.
In Malmö.
I Malmö.
Okay. Sweden.
Sverige.
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 Zlatan. Absolutely. Perhaps they could call him our football savior. You never know.
Måske kan de kalde Zlatan Ibrahimovic vores fodboldfrelser. Not against Denmark.
Not in Denmark. I know he's not the savior for Denmark. He's preparing himself right now.
Han er i gang med at forberede sig. Jeg ved godt han ikke er nogen frelser
he's
her i Danmark.
Malmö. He's from Malmö.
Han er faktisk fra Malmö, Zlatan.
He's a Malmö boy.
Han er en Malmö-dreng.
Verse 25 of chapter 17.
John,
I thought you were prophetic.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay.
Johannes 13.
Yeah, absolutely. Verse 25 and 26.
25:26.
O righteous Father, the world has not known you.
Retfærdige far, selvom verden ikke kender dig.
But I have known you.
Så kender jeg dig.
And these have known that you sent me.
Og mine disciple her ved, du har sendt mig.
And I have declared to them your name.
Og jeg har vist dem, hvem du er.
And will declare it.
Og vil fortsætte med det.
That the love with which you loved me.
For at den kærlighed, hvormed du har elsket mig.
May be in them.
Må være i dem.
Wow. And I in them.
Og jeg må være i dem.
Wow.
Wow.
So these 112 men.
Så de her 112 mænd.
Their strategy.
Deres strategi.
Was to get as much of God inside them as possible.
Var at få så meget som Gud ind i dem som muligt.
The 120 men on the day of Pentecost.
De her 120 mennesker på pinsedagen.
Was to get as much of God inside them as possible.
Det var at få så meget som muligt af Gud ind i dem.
Because that wasn't only their redemption.
For det var ikke bare den der satte dem fri.
But that was everybody else's redemption who would come into contact with them.
Det var at vi ville sætte andre fri som kom i kontakt med dem.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's put our Bibles down and stand up.
Lad os lægge vores bibler ned og rejse.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love you.
Jeg elsker jer.
I will love you.
Jeg elsker.
You're very precious. Let's put your hands on our hearts.
Ja, så sæt jeres hænder på jeres hjerte.
I just want to pray this into you.
Jeg ønsker bare at bede det her ind i jer.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Far i Jesu navn.
I thank you that you're here this morning.
Jeg takker dig, at du er her den her formiddag.
Such liberty in this room.
Der er sådan frihed i det her rum.
But I ask you, Father.
Men jeg beder dig, far.
That your presence will just go deep.
At din nærvær det bare vil gå dybt.
And that we would experience you.
Og at vi vil opleve dig.
And have the true experiential knowledge.
Og have den her sande det her sande kendskab gennem at opleve dig.
Of who you really are.
Om hvem du virkelig er.
You would know that.
At du vil vide
in your heart,
i dit hjerte.
You would experience it in your heart.
At du oplever det i dit hjerte.
And that the fullness of God and his love.
Og at Guds fylde og hans kærlighed.
You would baptize their hearts, Father.
At så vil du døbe deres hjerter, her.
In the fiery flame of your love.
I din med din kærlighedsflamme.
Our hearts will be baptized in the fiery flame of love.
At vi vores hjerter, de bliver døbt med din kærlighedsflamme.
Oh. Let's we could just have some keyboard or music playing.
Er der nogen der kan spille lidt musik? Hvad?
Can we have some just soft music?
Kan vi få noget blød musik på? Drenge, ikke? Eller Laura?
Let's just stay in the presence of God just for a few more moments.
Eller vi tager lige et par minutter mere.
Just keep right there in the presence of God.
Lad bare blive her i Guds nærvær.
So come, Father.
Så kom, far.
Come with your presence, Father.
Kom med dit nærvær, her.
Come with your glory upon us.
Kom med din herlighed på os, her.
Let the glory just come.
Lad dit herlighed komme.
Let the glory just come upon us.
Lad din herlighed bare komme. Falde på os.
Just fill our hearts.
Fyld vores hjerter.
Just fill our hearts.
Fyld vores hjerter.
Fill our hearts.
Fyld vores hjerter.
Just gently touch the person on your right and left. Just put your hand on their shoulder.
Bare prøv at lægge din hånd lige så forsigtigt på den der står til højre for dig.
So I ask you, Father, that it would just be a.
Så jeg beder dig, far.
powerful move of your spirit.
Må det bare være en kraftfuld berøring af din ånd, eller en bevægelse af din ånd.
Going deep into our hearts.
Som bevæger sig dybt ind i vores hjerter, Herre.
That we might know you.
Sådan at vi kender dig.
Like we've never known you before.
Som vi aldrig har kendt dig før.
It would change us.
At det forandrer os.
And it would set us free.
Og det vil sætte os fri.
Wow.
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 Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Amen.
Amen.
You guys are wonderful.
I er fantastiske.
Amazing. Pastor.
Pastor.
Over to you, sir.
Over til dig, her.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dig.